From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a former CIA agent on life undercover. And we explain what undercover means. But our lead today comes off of the bus. One of the buses in the Arnold Schwarzenegger drive up California to talk with voters 4 days before the California gubernatorial recall elections. NPR's John McChesney is on board. John, this tour is not going as the campaign once had imagined.
Alex, the tour itself is going as a well-oiled machine, but the reporters' questions to both the campaign spokesman and to Mr. Schwarzenegger are not going as the campaign had hoped. There's a shadow over the campaign right now.
Well, it's this story in the L.A. Times yesterday about a decades-long pattern of sexual bullying by Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then charges raised by ABC News last night and again in the New York Times today about a possible admiration of Adolf Hitler. How are they responding to all this?
Well, they're responding two ways. On the one hand, they're saying this is all what they expected, trash politics, puke politics from Governor Gray Davis, who's trying to protect himself from being recalled. And on the other hand, when asked if they think Gray Davis was responsible for the L.A. Times article or the New York Times article, they say, no, we're not going to fight with the L.A. Times. But spokesmen on the podium, who are not Mr. Schwarzenegger, but campaign aides and so on, are dissing the L.A. Times regularly and leading the crowds in chants against the L.A. Times.
How much access do you and other reporters have to Arnold Schwarzenegger as he's out there on this tour? Is he getting out and talking to voters and talking to the press?
He's not talking to the press at all. There were two interviews given yesterday, one to Chris Matthews, who pinned him against the bus, and another to a CNN reporter who was a pool reporter who basically said she wasn't going to take her cameras into an elementary school with them unless he answered some questions. The general media here, and there are about 200 of us, have had no access to the candidate at all. Now, the irony of that is this has been organized by two guys who organized John McCain's Straight Talk Express back in the presidential election of 2000. In that campaign, McCain was on the bus with reporters. There was daily access. There is no access on this bus tour so far.
How is the campaign dealing with the general election? You know, there's a new poll out today from the Field Polling Organization that says, indeed, voter dislike for Governor Gray Davis remains pretty strong, 57% likely to vote in favor of recalling him. Arnold Schwarzenegger maintains a wide lead over his nearest Democratic rival, Cruz Bustamante. Now, this poll surely was taken before these stories broke, but it looks as though he's in pretty solid shape.
And I think the campaign still feels that way. I mean, they're a little rattled by all of this, but I think they still feel that this is probably too little too late to really seriously damage the candidate. The candidate himself remains ebullient, robust, you know, bounds onto the stage grinning and gives a resounding stump speech that he's given 100 times now. So on the surface, at least, they don't seem too rattled.
What about the crowds? Are people raising any kind of cautions or questions or concerns?
Well, I haven't talked to a lot of them, but I can give you one example this morning of a lady who was carrying a sign, and the sign said this: Gray Davis groped me while reaching for my wallet. That gives you some idea of at least the supporters' attitudes toward these disclosures about earlier sexual improprieties.
What does the Schwarzenegger campaign have planned over the next day, today and tomorrow? They're supposed to wind up this tour in Sacramento.
Headed up into the Central Valley. We're going to stop in Santa Clarita at a factory. I don't know exactly what the purpose of that is. Then we're going to Bakersfield for a big rally, and then we're headed north to Fresno. Then the next day they head up into Sacramento with a stop, I think, over near the Bay Area. And then it ends, and then on Monday they start a fly around the state, and that'll go all over the place. So there's a lot of campaigning to be done here, Alex.
A lot of campaigning, and what about that access? Are they saying that reporters are going to get a chance to talk to the candidate? Is he going to
be? They have not said, and in spite of the clamor on the bus, they haven't said that they're going to give us any more access than we've already had.
The Schwarzenegger campaign manager, Mike Murphy, he's on the bus with you?
He is on the bus with us.
Have you asked him to respond to these comments, asked him to comment on how he thinks the campaign is going to deal with this?
We asked him this morning, and he thinks the campaign's doing fine. You know, again, they point to the trash campaigns that Gray Davis is famous for, and they indirectly imply that he's responsible for these stories. But then when pressed, they dodge and say, no, we don't say that Gray Davis is directly responsible for these stories.
NPR's John McChesney reporting from the Arnold Schwarzenegger campaign tour. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Alex.